Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Now, we love our topics, and today's topic is cancer. Cancer is running wild, and they call it the spider disease because it grabs on and it just shoots off with a lot of little legs and goes everywhere if that's left untreated. So we're going to take a good look at all the cancer remedies that we have out there. I know the chaga fungus is excellent. Some strawberry seeds, those are excellent. There's a lot of things out there that we could actually use for cancer, and we're going to investigate this and get a grip on this problem that our American society is having. And where is all this cancer coming from? Okay, let's get started. Healing herbs. And I bet a lot of these we already have in our kitchen. First off, let's start out with bloodroot. Bloodroot is excellent because it's a anti-neoplastic activity, which is effective against cancer tumors, and it can actually shrink them. So this is one of the herbs that we do for anti-cancer poultice, and it's good for breast or skin cancers. So you can make this into a little paste and just stick them on topically. So that's fantastic, isn't it? Sounds like I'm getting a cold. Cat's claw. This is excellent because it's a stimulant and it enhances our white cells, which is going to help just really kick in our immune system. It can reduce our tumor size, particularly with skin cancers. And it also helps reduce the side effects of chemo and radioactive therapy. Turmeric, the spice for curry. This is excellent for anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial. It is excellent because it's going to help treat the polyps and colon cancer. It is shown in studies that it is benefits the liver because it has antioxidants. It inhibits blood supply growth to tumors. And the research showed that it did shrink cancer tumors and outperformed many anti-inflammatory drugs without the side effects. And that's turmeric, curry. So a lot of our things we have in our kitchen, and if we just used more natural spices and more of our natural herbs, we'd actually be boosting our own body to take care of itself and fighting off these diseases before they come. Did you ever hear of a herbal plant that they call butcher's broom? Well, this is excellent for tumor shrinking as well. It's been used for the treatment of breast cancer. Echinacea, the purple coneflower, that's our immune system booster. It helps with treating our colds. But it also helps with increasing the level of certain immune white cells in the body. So it helps with brain tumors. It helps. Golden seal. Golden seal is really good because it's it causes stomach cancer from this bacterium that burrows the mucus lining of the stomach to hide from gastric acids and causes irritation and acid reflux, ulcers, and even cancer. But this golden seal, which has antimicrobial and it's used all over the earth here with all our relatives, as I always say, our family and our friends from all walks of life. It helps against parasites. Milk thistle is really good too because it helps during chemotherapy. It helps protect the liver. It's helped leukemia patients as well because their liver toxicity from the chemo side effects were lowered. Feverfew. That's another plant that is excellent. Now, this helps with the leukemia because it helps kill some of the leukemia cells that are trying to grow in our body. And there's so many plants that we can actually use, but I try to stick to like our Minnesota plants so that we can go out and harvest them ourselves. So a lot of our programs will focus on Minnesota plants, Wisconsin, kind of this whole area that a lot of our listening area is at, and where we can just go out and get these. But we'll talk about other plants too. And we have friends in California and friends in Mexico, friends in Washington. So all these different places where our friends are, they all can trade herbs with us too. So that's excellent to get that out. Now, sheep sorrel. That's used in our Ojibwe tea. It helps cleanse and aids our healthy tissue and helps regenerate healthy tissue. It normalizes damaged cells and tissues. Next, we have skullcap. Skullcap has shown to help against cancer in our lungs and our stomach and our intestines. So skullcap is really excellent. We could put that in some of our remedies if we're making a tea or anything like that, because our Ojibwe tea actually is really excellent for fighting cancer as well. It's a blood cleanser, a thyroid booster, a liver cleanser, a blood cleanser. It's excellent. Chaga is really good for cancer and fighting cancer. Tincture of chaga twice a day is excellent for fighting off cancer. You can also make a decoction and make your little strongest tea and drink a couple cups a day. And that is going to help you fight off cancer. Take a look at all these herbal remedies and see what works best for you. Proactive is always the best. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.